This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Amen, man! You know what it is? Episode 139 of the Random Order Show. Amen, we not there, man. It's your boy, Jermaine Richards. I'm here. Amen. The biggest baby in the building, Trevon Richards. We not there, man.
Yeah.
Of course, man. We got my man, Shel Sebastian, in the building.
Amen. What's up, what up?
Coming fresh off the group chat episode we had a while back, man. We got our sister back in the building. Tanisha is here.
Amen.
What's up?
We had a very wholesome episode. Good stuff was talked about, man. Stuff like
Tanisha grinding for beans,
being technologically advanced,
school,
driving test woes, and of course, man, what happens when you toss a bag of sugar three stories, man? Listen, I need y'all to go on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, drop a 5-star stunner rating.
You know what I mean?
Top-notch review. All the video viewers, man, thumbs up, subscribe.
Yo!
Y'all done walked right into a family affair. Amen. It's good times. That's that Mary J. Blige.
That's that Mary J. Beezy.
We have our lovely sister in the building. We have Tanisha in the building. About time. About time. I had to let you experience the world. Come back.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Have things to say. Now you got a career. You went to school. You went through all the life experiences.
But I just want to say, when you guys first started this, everybody wanted me on here first.
Yeah, first? Did, yeah, I'll give you that.
Did. Yeah, for sure.
They did.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They did.
Sometimes you got to tease what the people want. They can't have what they request off the
Yeah, we had to keep them around.
You know what I mean?
Just like a kid. Oh, I want Skittles. I want sour Skittles. No.
You get Skittles when I give you Skittles.
I used to really like sour Skittles.
Man, this girl got yesterday sour Skittles and then gets a
who got this?
It's Rhea.
A what?
A little tool.
It's like the sour goop?
It's like a it was like a barrel.
This
actually
is her stuff,
plastic,
man.
Barrel.
Oh, okay. A plastic barrel.
Like, she's like, it's so sour, you gotta try one. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
I don't.
She's like, okay, don't worry. It's going to be sick.
Like, those are the pictures with the rappers are like,
no, it's yeah, not.
Like the eyes popped out.
Yeah, no, no.
You got to try one of these.
Is it Warheads?
I didn't really. What was it?
Toxic waste. It's called toxic waste.
Can we get a picture of toxic waste?
Toxic waste.
It might be hard to Google search, right? You might get.
Yeah, I actually got toxic waste.
This is radioactive.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I can never do the sour, man.
I thought you were talking about like that goop in that tube thing that we used to have.
The fart goop? Oh, yeah, I used to fart. Yeah,
was
yeah,
it
yeah.
Fart goop?
No.
Oh, the eating goop?
Was it, didn't it have like a lollipop connected to it?
No, it's literally like a toothpaste tube, and it had
sour
goop in
it. You would never need that to just dump goop and just. Just eat it? You're just putting it in your body.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This shit.
Yes, that.
Yeah. I remember this shit.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I used to kill that.
Nah, I used to fuck with this still.
Yeah, I used to be a crazy candy girl.
Oh, yeah.
Are you still a candy girl?
Mm-mm. Okay. The only candy I like is Starburst.
Yeah,
but other than that, it's my chocolate covered pretzels.
Hey, all right.
Yes. And my cookies and cream.
That's it.
The chocolate covered pretzels are good. Yeah, chocolate covered
almonds. Just almonds? Oh, chocolate covered almonds.
Chocolate covered almonds is like the pinnacle of like chocolate and like, you know.
I don't agree.
Chocolate and like other shit collab. Yeah.
Oh, chocolate. Okay, I feel you.
The chocolate and blank collab. Like pretzels, it's good. Chocolate covered pretzels is good, but the almonds is just going to do you in.
Yeah, pretzels, they turn you off after a while.
No.
Like the salty and the chocolate. No, there's
I
a limit.
Sweet and salty. Yeah,
sweet and salty combination.
Because we used to crunch those rose golds under the metro.
Yeah. Not all day, though. I literally have to wrap the bag up. I never do that with chips.
Yeah.
You got to like wrap the bag up and just put it away for tomorrow.
Too much, yeah.
Years later, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Welcome to the
Finally
show.
Here.
Question. Do you watch the show?
I do.
Okay.
I watch it.
Kind of, yeah, I don't know why.
Like, no, again.
I'm not just going with what I do.
No.
Tell me more.
I watched one with Dad on it, with Ryan on it, and I watched the one where I stabbed your eyes out when I was a kid?
You see the note. Don't bring it up.
We're not talking about it.
Do not bring up eye scratch.
So you only watch 3 out of 139.
Wow. All
nice. Right, so tell us again why you think you should.
Why are you?
No, honestly, Dad's seen Zero. That nigga don't even know what he's on, actually. He's like, where did I find this? I'm like, we dropped 4 months ago, Dad.
The eye thing was fucked up. I'll come out and say it first. I'll say it first, man.
Nice. As long as you just piss me off. So I just have to...
give you that tap.
The eyes are... That's dark, though. I'm not going to lie. Like, to go for the eyes...
Maury, the youngest little girl and the only girl. Right. All boys and shit. You gotta just fight for your life.
Fight fair.
That house was crazy.
Oh no, not with
you. No, not with you.
I don't think that's a good message to put out there for the younger siblings. Hey, listen, man, if you got an older brother, you the youngest sister, just go for the eyes.
Some child is out there looking at their hands like that shit.
That's messed up stuff.
Yeah, no, it was. Apology would be sick.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, you had it coming though. He's being bad and shit turning up. This is primetime Judas, so he was down for a little bit of beef.
Yeah. She was the ops, man. I'm like, yeah, whatever it is. But then I realized quickly life wasn't for me. I had to let that go, boys. Yeah.
Man, the thing about Tanisha is, man, I say she's like, she's a hustler. Amen.
Amen.
She'd be doing random, very random chill. Things to make cash. Legitimately, legally.
I know where this is going.
But just, you know, just over the years and shit.
Yeah.
Younger, so I'm not really understanding, like, what's going on. Yeah. I know she's doing something. One time, she was just, like, had a phase where she was just walking around, just always on live. Yeah. I'm like, live what? Mm. I didn't get the Instagram notification. I know you're not on Twitter. Mm. She's just on live, just talking to these people, and she's like, off to herself. She's like, I need the beans. Support my beans. Drop beans. She's just stressing about beans for like four or 5 months. And she's like, I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm working.
What are the beans?
What is the job? So can you please break that down and explain this to me?
Okay, so
now that I'm a full grown adult.
This app is called Bigo.
Bigo.
I'm not on it. Yeah, Bigo. I'm not on it anymore, but beans equals money.
Okay. How many beans is a bean?
I don't know anymore, to be honest. It's been a while. Probably like, I don't know.
Plus inflation.
Yeah, you need a lot of beans to make a lot of money. Yeah. So pretty much it's like Instagram Live, just going on Instagram Live. But the difference is you're getting paid to go on live. So you entertain the crowd just by talking shit and everything. And then they send you beans. And then there's something called PK Battles.
See what I mean? This is when it got confusing. got me.
And then there's something called PK Battles, and there's different families. So I was part of like a certain family, and the goal is to win. So whoever gets the more beans wins. And then like you do trades. So like it's kind of like a casino low-key, and you put money into it, and then you flip it.
What?
You know?
God damn.
And then you actually, in my head, I'm like, she's not making nothing from this. Mm. Years later, honestly, I find out.
I made a good move.
Really? She won't even say it.
I thought you were
going
to say it.
No way.
USD?
Yo, USD. All I'm going to say is during COVID, I was hustling. I was doing everything.
Bro, she was like, I got to see you guys. It's been a while. And then she just come through beaning on the phone. Just yeah, drop beans. Like, I'm in a bean match.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And I thought it was over there. It's done. She beaned out.
Yeah.
Got her beans.
Little phase.
Took advantage of the opportunity.
That's it, yeah. She's up. She's up.
Get a text. Yo. Bare O's, man.
It's always... The more O's, the more like I don't want to... The more it's going to be some bullshit.
You're waiting about to ask you for some shit, yeah?
Well, 10 O's in this one wide.
It was serious.
Yo. I'm like, all right. This is just time where Butts come back to Toronto. This is recent, man. Recent.
The other day.
The other day.
Yeah, it was literally the other day.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just looking at my phone. I'm like, what's up? She's like, yo, huge favorite, fams. All right. You know she drops some fams, man. Like, you know it's about to...
Reminding you, you're my bro.
I'm literally your brother. Like, Toronto, you say that for no one. Like, it's not your family. I'm literally your brother. Yo, I'm going to listen to this. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you a link, man. Just click on it, download the app, spin the wheel, and that's it.
Easy.
What am I spinning?
You're getting a sense of urgency. This is...
Oh, yeah, trust me. I already got it from the yo's.
I needed it now.
But this is like... We didn't even have a conversation yet. She's just talking to herself right now. Yo, fams need a thing. So I didn't see the message yet. But maybe like 20 minutes goes by. Yo. what the hell, man? So I finally answered. I was like, yo, what is this? She's like, yo, just do this quick. So, all right, whatever. Boop, 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 boop. Spun it. I'm like, yo, done. She's like, all right, bless. Thank you so much. Oh my God, you're the best. Yo, same fucking like 5 minutes span. Yo, just do it this for my girl, eh? Bro, 5 different accounts I had to make for this girl. Like, yo, okay, what am I even doing this for? See, I'm just looking to grab this free wig.
And Tron's like, yo, is Tisha sending you links? I'm like, no, I didn't. Yo,
yo. The amount of face stuff I got. Thank you guys.
What is the new plan?
What is it?
You got the sweater from?
Oh no, I was gonna wear my vest.
You got a vest?
What? I got a vest. I got LED lights. I got lashes.
Okay. All right,
I
now.
So that's me right now.
Give me a lash. Hello,
you got wigs?
No, my friend got a wig. I didn't get a wig.
That's why I spun for
my head. My head too big. I don't think I can wear a wig.
They got big head wigs.
That's what you spun for. So like, there's other items on it. I got stuff to decorate my place. I probably got like, I'm not even lying, 40 things for free.
And this is what
these are all
each just by sending bare links.
Each thing is a message,
like,
right?
So I kept sending you links. I said you. Holy. I was gonna send dad, but he wouldn't.
Nah, he's not. Nah, you gotta explain too much.
I put it on Instagram. I was like broadcasting what I got and stuff.
What is the What's the plot? Unless you don't want to give up your WAP, I don't know if it's.
No. This is perfect because everyone's gonna want to click my link.
No. She got too many things.
Cut her camera. Yeah. Cut her camera.
No, but if you click it, then you can get something for free too.
I don't want all that shit.
I mean, it's not that simple, but it's an app called Temu, and it's kind of like an AliExpress, and they're new. Empire actually put me on it.
I seen her promoting it, man.
She sent it to me. I'm like, what is this? I'm like, whatever. I clicked it. You spin the wheel, you get 2 items for free. And then depending on the item, it will be like $5. So that means you need to get 5 people to click the link. And then once you do that, they literally send it. But everyone thought it was a scam. Yeah. Now I'm over here with bare free stuff.
Yeah, you're up. You know? The lashes. Yeah.
I'll probably think it's a scam.
Honestly, it looks like a scam.
So what made you click? Because I'm assuming someone sent you the link.
Yeah, my cousin Empire, she sent it to me.
Okay.
I clicked it and then, you know, jeez, I got addicted. I just kept sending everyone links.
Start ruining her relationships. Yeah. She's like, why is no one responding to me?
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, yeah. That's crazy. But at what expense though? Like, what did they get from?
None, bro.
I mean,
no, what did the website get?
Man. A lie, that's true. I guess more customers.
New sign up.
I don't know. Yeah.
They probably hope that people stay.
They probably selling email addresses.
That's why bare random numbers are calling me now. I'm like, yo, where should I give my number out to? Like,
exactly.
So that thing you signed up for the other day.
Fucking Temu calling.
That's probably where it came from.
Temu. Yeah. Really?
But damn, no, free shit is always nice.
As long as you're up, man. Yeah, you're up. They're down.
Yeah, all day, man.
Exactly.
The sun is out, the weather is nice, so you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I don't know if people remember the swag books era, man. Oh, yeah. I was on my swag books, man.
Oh,
that was
shoot.
The same thing. I was trying to get mans on the books. It was basically a search engine.
Yeah.
That like rewards you for using the search engine sometimes. So you search 40 things and then like maybe like 5 times you like win a swag book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 1 swag book, 2 swag books, 5, 10, and then like goes up to like 100, like real money, whatever.
Yeah.
The swag books add up and then you just start cashing out.
For,
but
like for their shit, they have like a store, right?
Yeah. So just big shit I'll just keep on their platform forever. But then like I was just like, every time I built up points, I couldn't resist. I'm like, all right, let me just snag a free shirt.
Yeah.
Swag book shirt. I'm just like, yo, I'm getting free stuff, bro.
Sweet gym shirt.
Yeah.
I was on this one that they paid you real money, but they did it like based on like clicks. You could post a tweet with a link, and however many people click the link, you get money for it. It'd be like cents per click.
Yeah. You see people sometimes at the top of like tweets that go viral, they'll like drop a link and be like, you know, some random, there'll be like 5 ads.
Yeah, probably the same deal. Yeah,
I'm not into that, man.
Not anymore. It's not money to really do it with now.
Yeah,
like, my big age, like,
yeah,
back
right
then I bought a little fake chain.
Oh, nice.
T-shirt.
Go like this a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
I just don't trust it, man.
It's like, probably some trust shit it. On the back end where you get
yeah. Because even the Temu app, when I downloaded it, like, it didn't take up my full screen. It just took up, like, half. And I'm like,
oh, it did?
Other side is just black. I'm like, all right, what did I just download? I deleted that quick.
They're selling your information.
What is that site? Do they, like, sell shit on there? Or?
Yeah, so it's kind of like, I don't know if you know about AliExpress.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally the same thing.
Okay.
But just, like, a new platform, I guess.
Word.
People are ordering, like, couches on AliExpress and just waiting
couches.
4 years to get their stuff.
Yeah.
Yo, I got everything,
you can order couches
man.
On that?
Yeah. Ain't it, like, a baby Alibaba? Like, Alibaba's for fat orders.
Alibaba's sketched. I got like, a virus on my laptop from that.
Really?
How'd you download any? Why'd you? It shouldn't make you download anything.
I was just on the, I don't know, I was just on the browser.
Yeah,
and then,
it should be virus girl, man.
It should be virus girl.
She be getting them viruses.
I was about to leave today.
Yeah. You know, she had me, she's like, fat, my computer's, like, blinking. I'm like, what'd you do? I ain't got a virus since
Max
learned
to get viruses.
Yeah.
You know?
They probably got them now.
Nah, they
probably got them now.
Really?
Yeah.
My home page is not Google. It's like, it's called Barb One.
Barb One?
It's called Bar One with the magnifying glass.
You probably just downloaded like a search engine.
I went on Alibaba.
Downloaded a search engine like plugin probably in your browser. You gotta remove it. You gotta go in there and remove it though.
Yeah. At one point you agreed to something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Check
you
the box
on the back and you just kept
default browser.
Yep. Do you want this wig? Yeah. Whatever I gotta do. Whatever I gotta do. Do what you need to do by the computer, man.
Oh my gosh.
Send me the wig, man.
Yeah, where.
Would you say you over the years you've advanced to being a little bit more technology computer friendly?
I think so.
I'd hope so.
What do you think?
She responds to Texas.
I'm good with the technology and stuff. You know?
I think I could ask her something. Time. Like, she was at the house. I'm like, yo, I need some. I just, yo, can you just click around and do this for me?
Mm-hmm.
I think I could ask her. Some people, you're just like, I'm not even gonna. I'm gonna come home. I'll do it.
I'm not that bad. I teach my friends. I'm good.
Okay, you're nice then. But what are your friends saying though? You know, because sometimes your friends
they're
are
way
like,
down there.
You're
just like, the best in that class.
Sunny's not really good with computers.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
Y'all had it.
What are you going to do?
Y'all had it. It was there the whole time.
Two questions. What are you gonna do and what are you doing?
Yeah.
Because it's now.
We're in it, bro.
I don't know.
It's happening.
Does she have an iPad?
Yeah, like she's good with.
Oh, they don't. That doesn't prove nothing, bro. That doesn't. It'd be the oldest people with iPads. It's her favorite device.
Apple's the easiest UI.
For literally babies growing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you tell them going to settings, they're like,
Where is that? What is that?
Yo, even telling someone how to stream something like not off of Netflix.
You know what I'm saying?
Or not, you know how to stream something that's not on, you know, subscription based
pop-up
platform?
No, you know, because you got the virus.
Yeah.
I'm good with computers, trust me.
Okay.
I'm honestly happy that like we grew up into the era of like learning technology and stuff. Because the older generation, oh my gosh, they don't even know how to send an email and stuff. Like some of my clients, they struggle sending certain things or doing certain things. And I'm so happy, like, I have that knowledge. Because that's where it's just going to advance more and more. And
yeah.
You're gonna get further and further behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What are you doing if you're not like doing this right now?
You can always tell when you get an email from someone who's been struggling to write this email for like 45 minutes straight. It's just like caps, lowercase, a lot of commas. Oh like someone's like fighting them while they're trying to type.
Hey, come on, quick.
Did you get my email?
Always someone asking if
it's
you
like,
got
God,
email.
I just don't get it.
I don't understand, man. Like, the way the time's moving, maybe, I don't know, maybe it's just us. I feel like even if I was dad's age, I'd be like, yo, damn, I got to catch up and keep up.
Yeah, right.
Decently, man, decently.
But I think it has to do with just the fact that there's probably so much life lived without it. It's like, yo, if I'd have made it 30, 40 already, I could make it 40 more. I don't really need to, you know what I'm saying?
But he'd be like, how do you stream? Bro, he like loses his mind on the Apple TV box. So you tell him to download something on Apple TV? How?
Literally how? Even music. I'm like, yo, how do you listen to your music? We talk about this all the time. He doesn't, just radio. Yeah. I'm like, yo, just get Apple Music. All the songs are there.
Recently, he got it.
He did?
Really? Yeah, he did.
And this is what it's like. Every time my dad has a breakthrough, it's like, he's in 2020 now. He's making his way up.
And we got him a Shazam card or Apple card or something. Spotify card.
Yeah, that's what he has. He has Spotify now.
Nice. Bro, we got him that a year ago. Literally a year ago. And I'm like, yo, when are you going to turn that on and activate it? No, man. Literally drive a Tesla.
That's probably why he got it.
Probably.
Big ass screen in his face. He's like, yeah, let me
figure something out, man.
Let me see what's popping on this.
Damn. So tell me something. What do you do? What are you in school for? What'd you graduate? Tell
people. That's one thing. You guys never know.
I can tell everyone.
No.
But I'd rather you tell everyone.
No, but like.
This is for you? You just.
You never know my job description.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
What's up?
You tell them.
Oh, yeah.
Therapy. I know you. Yeah, not therapist. Physiotherapist.
Okay.
Yeah, bones and You want to make sure everyone's
what about
you can do sports instructor, learning how to walk again.
Kinesiology.
Joints.
Kinesiology, yeah, joints, body.
You guys always get that part right, but you always get the dual, because I had a dual credit. I went to school, Humber North, for OTA, occupational therapy.
OTA. Holy.
I thought you went to school to be a member of OTF.
A little bit of a reach, brother.
She loves Dirk, man.
She's a Dirk. Oh my gosh, my Dirk, yo.
She's a little Dirk, yo.
God, trust me, she's crazy, yeah.
Okay. My Chris Brown.
So
when you guys were talking about the R&B,
I saw you lose yourself.
I'm like, I just said his name, bro.
You went to school for OTA. What's OTA again? Sorry.
So occupational therapy assistant. So it's pretty much helping someone that's like been through a motor vehicle accident or has like a mental health problem or very, very wide. So it's pretty much just helping them trying to maximize their independence. So certain things they can't do anymore by themselves. So for example, like, I don't know, paying their bills because now they have a memory problem. So you're just teaching them how to do certain things and then...
Teaching them?
Yeah, like...
I didn't know it went that far.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like physical...
That's the physio part. I don't really like the physio part. Oh, okay. That was my first job after I got out of school. Mm-hmm. I was doing physio. And it's so boring because it's like, do this move, this. Mm-hmm. But like OTA is so broad. There's so many other things that you can do with it.
Word.
And it's just more fun. It doesn't really feel like a job. Like,
nice.
I'll bring my clients to the movie theaters, and that's community reintegration.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And you're grinding. Yo, I'm on a grind right now.
Yeah,
right?
Just
catching Super Mario. Beating up. So my bad, nigga. Oh, shit. She's on the ground.
Hey, old Tanisha, I forgot to pay my bill.
You forgot to download T-Move. I'm trying to get this weird.
So all you have to do is click the link, see, and then put your name in.
You pay your bill.
Getting a free towel on the side. Open two tabs.
Clean up your drool, man.
Okay, they're not drooling. What the heck?
Oh, I don't know. These guys are drooling.
People drool.
People drool.
Actually, no, yeah. When I was working in the hospital, they definitely were drooling. But
okay, that's fired. I like that.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a job. I'm always out on the road with them.
Okay, what are the hours? Are they like set hours, or are you just kind of?
I make my own hours. Come on. I'm considered self-employed.
Hey, I like that.
I have two RT positions. man.
Yeah,
so
nice,
you're
man.
Up now.
Cheer up.
That's why you had to put down the Timu.
You know?
Or the Beeble.
The Beeble.
The Beeble.
The
Beeble.
The Beeble. Yeah, that's gone.
Yeah.
It's like 2 years gone.
Nice. How long of school was that? It was like 4 years?
No. It was only 2 years, but oh my gosh. It took me 4 years to finish.
Okay, I knew that.
Because the first time they went on to strike, and it's a very hands-on course.
Yeah.
Like, we're always in the lab and stuff. But since we went on strike, they told us that we had to teach ourselves the content through a computer.
Full price? Like, the course,
from
the price of the course?
From what I remember, yeah. It was still full price.
No
and
discounts.
I'm like, this is not happening. So I came out of it, and then I went back for the semester to finish it. I did my OSCEs and stuff.
Your OSCEs?
You just dropped the slang on us.
Fuck is an OSCE?
Yeah. It's just like it's a practical lab. Mm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Practical lab? Okay. It's a
you got that fucking dummies.
It's just a practical lab where you're tested on the things that you learn. Mm. So like how to transfer a patient and stuff like that.
Okay, where?
So I did that. That was fine. But then the one exam I had, I don't even know. This is embarrassing. But anyways, the one exam I had, a written exam for the endocrine system, it was worth 66%. I've never written an exam worth that much. My OSCE was only worth 30%, and that was like the practical part. Mm-hmm. So I failed by 2%. So then I had to go back and then finally get that done. And I finished the day before the whole pandemic happened.
Wow. Really? That's a buzzer.
Damn.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll be like, the world is closed. Yeah, nigga. Just sitting at home, official. So y'all still better send that paper.
Bro. Yeah, then, fuck, man. I don't know why they do that, man. Like, schools come out of nowhere and see a bunch of my friends stressing out. It's like, oh, I got this exam. It's worth 79%.
That
like,
is crazy.
Bro, all this work that I've done for
should
you
never be
in this
thing.
Semester, and then like, you just put it on this one piece of paper. Like, my whole life is just based on this one piece of paper.
But that alone will make someone fail.
One exam.
It does. Much. Like, I guess I get test anxiety sometimes.
Bro, I get anxiety from, like, speaking or do anything.
Yeah.
Like, you get anxiety from anything. If someone told me, like, well, I guess it's not a big percentage. They'll just tell you something's for a bag. I'll get nervous. I'll be like, how much? I'll just do what?
Even like the written driver's test.
I'm about to say that, yeah.
I'm just like, I know everything for sure, but I'm still like, mm-hmm. Like maybe that multiple choice one is a little off.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you're picking too many A's, so now you got to change it to a B. Mm-hmm. I do that all the time.
Just even out the C's and B's.
And it's a mind game, man, because sometimes I'm like, oh, that's A, that's A, that's A, that's A. It can't all be A.
You're stressing me out, but I'm like, I'll
be A, bro.
Exactly.
A dumbass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they usually pass. Did you guys pass your driver's lesson, your written test on the first try?
Oh, I did.
Oh, were you happy?
I just told you I have test anxiety.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I didn't pass on the first try either.
Both sides?
No,
like
the
one.
Picture, rules the signs?
Yeah,
signs?
Signs.
First
I failed the rules.
Mm. Yeah.
But I got right back in line. I ain't leave until I got it.
Same shirt.
That's good. That's
I went right back in line.
Leave. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
I failed the rules by one.
So did I, by one.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what the hell?
Yeah.
And it was like a trick question, but I didn't go to school the next day, came back, did it. And then,
what's the difference? Me coming around and just telling you the right answer.
Yeah.
That's literally what I did. I just looked at my test. Okay, got that one wrong. Went back, it was the same. One of the questions was still on there.
Yeah.
I just knew it from the last one.
I'd rather you just tell me where I was wrong. I'm like, oh, so you're actually supposed to stop here.
Mm-hmm.
But here it is. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I'll stop.
Teach me, man.
In the real world, they're not doing anything y'all put on this paper, I'd be like, oh, that's no.
Yeah, to be very specific, like if you roll to a stop sign with a Zamboni, who goes for nigga? Nigga, I don't know.
I'm probably letting the Zamboni go.
Yeah, I'm like,
y'all
just
sitting on like,
where you go?
Yeah, what?
Tractor especially, rules and shit.
Oh my god, if a tractor's in front of you, like,
oh, I don't. But it's the
move to the dot.
That.
That's what the fuck I do.
Whip around that bitch. I don't give a fuck about the tractor. I know, like right away, if you're making a right, whoever's making a right turn, they got. Right way to go, you know. Mm-hmm. That's how I remember that bit. But
tell me if y'all feel me, man. Little sister's driving. It's not, you know what I mean. Nothing against
great
driver. I was gonna say you. He ended up being a great driver.
Okay.
But
thank
I was always
you.
Like,
thank you.
And this was like 5 years after you drive. I'm like, right, let me get in your whip. See what.
Yeah.
See what we about. Drive me see down the street. See where we're at.
Go right there. And every time someone comes in your whip, it's just like that or something. Go right there. I'm like, where? Just go. Start driving. Like, you don't really know where to go. So I understand that pressure.
Yeah.
Because it's always just go up the street real quick, and then you're just testing everything. Okay.
You can't turn that off. I was like being like a big bro. It's something in you that like you're just studying everything. You're like assessing everything, even though nothing's really wrong. Like,
real tip.
Good, but
so you know you could do better,
you
right?
You could have tightened that up.
So yeah, if you have test anxiety, the written test you failed first time. What about the driver's test?
The driver's test, I passed the first try.
Oh, really?
Nice. Yeah. Mm.
Do you have your G?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah,
did you guys both get them first time?
Yeah.
Nice.
But the driver's test, I don't even want to say how many times.
You saved your G for the last minute?
Literally, like, if I failed that day, I'm done.
I think everyone did that.
I don't know why.
You went ahead?
I went ahead. Yeah, my G.
Nice, and Ryan even said, like, learn from me, don't do that. I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna do that. I did that.
Bro, Ryan told me that. I did that, Trevon. I told you, learn from me, nigga.
Yeah,
learn from me and him. He tried to tell you, he's like, yo, this is from top three of us.
Listen, don't do it.
It just sneaks up.
Yeah,
it sneaks up, man. Yeah. You're there and you're just like, I told the story that when I went to go get my G, they're just like, if you fail this, you're gonna have to find a ride home. While I'm looking at my car, I'm like, oh, I found it.
I have a car.
Oh, trust me, I found it.
Wait, why jump like that? Sorry,
standard chair.
We wanted to do that.
No, honestly, that is leaning a lot.
Push it in.
Push that in. Yeah.
There you go.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah, that's the scariest feeling, bro.
Falling back.
Yeah, that's the scariest feeling.
Where did we just say that? Where we're like, fuck, I forgot where we just said that. But there's certain times where, like, if something's moving. Like, if I'm about to fall, I gotta see something else quick to say, okay, I'm falling, not the floor.
Yeah, for reference, right? For reference. Yeah, it's like when you're in a car and you see, like, a truck that's stationary, suddenly, like, starts pulling up. You think your car's going backwards?
Yeah, I gotta stop. Hold on. Okay.
Let's start a time at work where we're, like, on a ramp and then, like, a truck started going up and we're like, But man, that driver's test, I was definitely, remember my instructor was like, yo, when you do the driver's test, you have to make it obvious that you're actually like doing all the right things, like checking your blind spot and stuff. So it's the most exaggerated
version
of you driving.
Yeah. And this one, I'm still. I was in that shit looking backwards, my blind spots. All right.
What? The one thing that they told you, they say, yo, never take your hands off the wheel. So it's just.
Do what your foot, nigga, indicate.
Look at his head for
we going left. Are we straight? Parallel parking?
Oh my God.
That was my number one enemy. That's parallel parking on the test.
I murked
it, man.
Bro, I messed up so bad at that part because, like, you reverse whatever, then you're supposed to put it in park, but I didn't put it in park. So I just, like, all right, I hit it. He's like, all right, go now. So I'm like, cool.
That's the worst.
You're out.
You're out. I'm telling you, you're out. I put it in parking and say, I get up.
Yeah, bro. I wish you did because I wouldn't have wasted my time, bro.
I would have told the instructor.
Bro, I didn't want to hear it.
I'll do it again. So I'll see you tomorrow, 11.
Let's just say I canceled.
Oh my God. Yeah, man, nah. Tough. But they give you some blies because.
They ain't blind me on that one.
No, because like. There's certain rules that they'll be like, oh, you can come in you can come in any car you want. Mm-hmm. Like, you can even, if you're going to driving school, you can use your instructor's whip.
Yeah.
Take that or whatever. So I remember my dad had a big car at the time. And I was like, oh, like,
you don't
that's the
that.
Biggest thing. What car am I going to do this in?
Right.
So it's just a practice of, like, it's a practice of, like, whipping whatever. So I remember going back to Ryan's old BMW. This nigga's car is on the verge of exploding in our driveway while it's off. Like, oh, literally shit. Just, poof, like, it was just
for no reason. Yeah, it was on E, like,
yeah.
For, like, life. Like, it's expected. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was done.
And I just remember, it was like I'm like, yo, dad, what car am I going to practice in? I can't practice in years. You're always going, I can't use Ryan's. I'm fucking going to blow up and fail in that shit, man. Mm-hmm. And
Yeah, no, the point was honestly just to say I didn't use that car. I used my dad's because it was that bad. Like, yeah.
All that to say.
Didn't use that.
Yeah,
shit.
They're hella particular, though, even if like one little thing is not on properly.
Really?
Yeah, the light doesn't obviously work. Your headlight type shit. But
yeah.
I used to hit the 3-point turn, too. I mean, that's not how I turn in real life.
At all.
Like, no. You just check around, take a wide fucking.
Yeah. Get it done.
Block off four lanes. Bro, am I just fucking wasting time?
Yeah, clicking up. Oh, hey, indicate left, indicate right. Like,
oh, that confused me. Really? You're supposed to, like, yeah, I remember. Because you indicate to, like, okay, I'm going to pull over. First, indicate to pull over.
Yeah.
And then indicate to make that turn.
It's just too much.
To turn. Where you're backing. Nah, come on.
Like, come on, bro.
I done crashed 4 times already.
Once
all that
see me in the middle of the road, they're going to notice. Stop and let me do what I'm doing.
Sometimes no, though, which pisses me off, man. When you're trying to, like, make a maneuver, like, as a driver, yo, get him on some space, man.
Make him maneuvers.
You making a move. I see a nice move. That's a good move. And I'm going to stay your way.
Whenever I see like a Jeep move up on the curb and
eating curbs,
good move, man.
Just move, like, you know what I mean? That's the thing about cars, man. Like, there's driving, there's knowing how to drive, and then there's like, all right, there's knowing how to drive, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, oh, real talk, right, man. Real talk.
Two different levels of just
where you
like,
at?
All right,
top driver.
Top driver.
I think I'm a top driver.
Nice.
Nope. Well, you're a back road shorty back in it, like, pretty not recently.
That was crazy.
Just pure back road. It's like, oh, where you guys at? I'm like, oh, Toronto. I was like, oh, okay, I can't drive on the highway.
Oh, yeah. No,
I was like, I'm coming to your house like 4 hours later.
Yo,
how's
I was
the drive?
Too scared. I was too scared to go on the highway. But
now
I got forced on it by accident. I was at the time I was going to Humber, and I didn't know what road was that. Anyways, it turned onto the 427 North, and I was forced on, and my music was blasting, and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Turn on the music, open my windows, and I'm like, hey, no, I need to get out of here. I was so scared, but after that, I'm like, oh, it's not that bad.
Yeah,
from then, I had to be forced on it, because I don't know how long it would have taken. Yeah.
You start to remember, like, the voices in your head of, like, what dad and the instructor told you, you gotta gun it.
Yeah.
You feel 100? Feels crazy. The first time you do a bill, I'm like, 100? And they say, oh, pick it up.
Yeah.
And that's when you're merging onto the highway, yo. It's like you're a jet taking off, man.
Yeah, it's true.
So
it's true.
All right.
And they don't want you going over 100 when you first get there. I remember the first thing they told me was like, yo, the instructor just has to feel safe at all times. And that's when you'll pass.
That's up to you. That's you know what I mean?
Oh, really?
That's up to him.
I never heard that.
Yeah, the instructor has to feel safe. Like, so if you're going onto the highway and you floor it, and now you're like, you're going from 80 to like 150.
So the 40 miles
jerks.
You
can't do that.
It has to be a gradual like pickup speed.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know how to, if you really, the thing is with driving in speed limits, if you really like, you're going on the turnpike, if you're really doing a speed limit from like 40 and then 40 to like, you have that stretch to do 100, it's smooth driving
if
you're really driving properly, you know?
Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, I'll give some game if you're trying to do your driving test in the GTA. I went to Eglinton Center. Because the way you get onto the highway is from a neighborhood, so you don't go around that like thing or anything. Because that's kind of tricky sometimes. Because you can't go super fast around the thing. Mm. You have to like get speed eventually.
Yeah.
So it's this little fucking area like through a neighborhood. It's just like honestly, it's like you're driving on another street. Mm. It just same way how you got onto the highway, you didn't know. It's like that.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that's
just
better.
It's just a little game changer. Cause you can focus on getting to this.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. You know what? That's the same reason I did it in Orangeville.
Yeah. I was about to say. Yeah, Orangeville too. Mm-hmm.
Highway test?
Street.
Yeah, street, yeah.
I'm like, I drove here.
Yeah.
I was just here.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah,
facts.
Nah, driving on highway is scary, man.
I feel like Brampton, they're more strict. That's why I just never knew to not go there
and do
my test. Yeah.
Plus, other bad drivers.
Yeah, that too.
Like, yo, what I do here, dude?
Yeah.
I've never seen this.
Oh my god.
Indicate, go around. Okay.
Brampton drivers, man, you just see like the evolution of Brampton drivers, man.
I can't fend that one.
It's getting worse. They're always driving into stores and houses. Like, it's so bad.
Bro, there's no indicators out here.
There's
just go. Indicator, fam, please.
There's no indication to say I'm turned into this dollar store.
Yeah.
Like, there's none. Just,
signal before you crash into us.
I at least you signal. So the funniest thing is when it's not funny when someone crashes, but funniest thing is when you see a crashed car and the signal's still on.
The news always like leave that shit on. I was like, oh no, can you turn it on? It was off when we got here
this morning. A car crashed.
Dumb story.
As you can see, the lights are still blinking
as he was making the left.
why do they talk like that?
I don't know, bro. It gets you, though.
It's just new. It's news code that just like, oh,
yeah. Yo. It checks out, though, because it kind of gets me going.
Thank you, Tom. You're right here. Please. Somebody crashed.
The high-pitched voice is just because they know you tune out after a while. You know what I mean? So I just be watching the news and just be shit that catches my mind.
It's gonna be hot today.
I'm like, shit, it's 29 today.
Like,
get your coats.
Oh my god.
Nah, that's crazy.
You ever watch the news for too long and they just keep talking about the same stories? Like, just
yeah, we're back at this car crash. It's starting to spark up. Small fires.
I actually saw a Tesla blow up.
Yo, they'd be blown. Real life?
Yes, real life. My first time seeing like a big fire happen in front of me. Actually, no.
Yeah, because remember when you lit the deck on fire with mercury?
Yeah, my science teacher gave me that. I don't know who told her to do that.
She gave you mercury?
She gave me mercury to bring home.
Okay, there's a couple stories you got it. Hold on. There's a couple stories
it was like a liquid or something?
It was like a solid, and then you just light that shit up.
Oh,
says who said you do that?
That sounds like a crackhead.
Solid. Sometimes it turns into liquid form. However you want it, it don't even matter, man.
Yeah, however you get it.
So this is I got a couple questions from your high school career that I don't understand. The mercury story is one, and then throwing a bag of flour or sugar,
yes,
the third floor.
This is your only suspension.
This is your only suspension.
I was so surprised.
Whichever one you want to talk about first, yeah, I don't know.
That was a celebration, so I'll let you know that.
I don't know,
but the mercury. That wasn't, I don't know who told the teacher to give me that, but she said, here, you can take it, like, do an experiment at home.
She just said, experiment.
Yeah, do an experiment at home. And I was with Celine, and we both went home, and I had the solid mercury. I said, watch this. And I just lit it up, and then I got scared because it was in my hand, so I let it go, and then...
It's flammable, then it, mercury?
Yeah, I guess so.
It didn't light on fire?
I guess the fire...
It did. It made a hole in the deck. That's why Dad found out. And then I got cussed off for that.
I believe our bird
did
that.
What the fuck is this? Whoa, what is that?
Nah, he got cameras right there.
Nah, true.
So I did some stupid shit. So I was in parenting class... And you know when they give you like babies? Fletcher's was cheap as hell. And they said, it's rather you can get an egg or you can get like a pound of sugar. So I said, let me get a pound of sugar and dress that baby up. And then I passed that assignment. I was with Vicky and I said, yo, Vicky, come. So then she followed me. I told her.
So you had a plan.
I had a plan.
She said, come here. Yeah. Okay.
Jermaine, I had a plan. I planned it all in my head.
She had the vision, everything.
Yeah. While I was in parenting class, she was talking. I was thinking about it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this.
Oh, yeah, this baby about to.
Oh, that baby about to fly.
Yeah. So then, yeah, I went over to the ledge, and then I brought it back, and boom. But I don't know, why would I do that?
We brought you here to ask you. Actually, that's the next question. Why did you do that?
And then it just exploded, and then Vicky saw that. She said, yeah, okay. So then she did it, too.
Oh, two.
Yeah, two of them.
So how'd y'all get caught? There's more to the story.
Yeah.
So then we ran. We went out about our business. And then the next day, I got called into the office. And he's like, do you know this girl? And he turned the screen. Ooh. And you could see the slow-mo of us like going like this. Running.
Just the freeze frame?
Yeah. Yeah, the freeze frame. And then you see me going like this. And then Vicky's looking at me.
She's like, good shit.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And then you just see us running back slow. Yeah. And then.
And he's like, nope.
I don't know.
Did they have good cameras?
He's like, I'm sure it was you. Yeah, it looked like me.
Like zoom it, like it was good crispy quality.
No, it wasn't crispy quality.
It was enough.
It was like pixelated and stuff, but you could still kind of tell.
Yeah.
I can't remember if I said no or if I just admitted to it at that point. And then I just got in school suspension. I had to like clean the cafeteria.
Yeah.
How long?
I think just about a week or something.
Not bad.
But
not bad.
I went back next year just to go see that teacher just to say hi. And she said because I did that, they actually had to get like babies.
Nice, man. Nice. This is advancing education.
Same game, yeah.
Advancing education.
Yeah.
You did it for the greater good.
At least a good thing came out of it. But I could have bucked somebody.
Yeah.
Like their neck could have, oh my goodness.
But I mean, I'm sure you look down first before you do it. Oh, fuck.
No. What if someone's just like, brings
someone,
like,
oh my gosh.
Bring my baby to work. Bring your baby to school day. She's just, oh, it's my new baby. Look.
Oh my gosh.
Just swap the real baby with a.
That easy.
Just hold the sugar.
The fuck's my baby?
Oh, shit. We're not going to think about what could have been.
Yeah, that's it. We thank the Lord we still here, man.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Could have been here saying, free my sister, man. She's just a kid.
She just wanted to be here.
Man, we got the ring camera moment of the week. You mean? See what we get.
Why am I scared?
No.
Honestly, I'm scared. I ain't seen this yet myself.
No.
I'm inviting you, so I invite you. Ouch!
Oh my
god. I just hit my whole head, bitch.
Wait, my whole head, bitch.
Oh, bitch, no, I did not just do this.
Let me see that impact.
The impact falls again. Out, bro. The man is not even moving.
I'm inviting you, so I invite you. Ow! Oh. I just hit my whole head, bitch. Hold on. Oh,
god. Silent?
No, I did not just do this.
He said, no, I did not just do
this.
Oh,
wow,
they
said
it's
the worst.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Damn. Hey, what is your 405P page at, man?
Nah, for reference.
Yeah.
Fuck. I just hit my whole head, bitch.
He's tired of his damn job, man. I feel so mad if all I did, like I ordered just a chip clip.
Boom!
God damn! Bleeding and shit. I was like, damn, I didn't really eat that shit either.
Oh my god.
It was an impulse buy. Oh.
What do you do if, like, imagine you, like, heard him, like, saw him walking up about to deliver this shit, and then you see that go down? Do you open the door? Or you just
if I'm on
inside
the other side of the door and be like, ooh, ooh.
You just waiting in your robe?
Can I
get that? Oh. Thank you.
Put on the ground.
Close the door.
Man.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Listen, man, this has been another episode where I feel like we got to revisit, continue talking.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a lot of shit I meant to bring up but didn't get to. But amen, man. Regardless, it's been a very swell episode of the Random Order Show, episode 139. Amen, man. Y'all know what you got to do, man. Get in there. Give us a 5-star stunner rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Let the people know why you watch the RO Show. Amen.
Yeah.
Merched up, randomorder.org. Going up all day. Amen. Listen, man. Tisha wants to leave y'all with her Beagle profile.
Oh, my Timu?
Yeah, lead the people with something, man.
What I need you guys to do is follow me, Tanny_Richards, and then you're going to see the Timu link, and then you're going to click that. That's it.
Clean.
What do they get
two
out
for
of
one.
It?
A free wig. You want a free wig?
Like, bunch of niggas like, whoop, what?
All the bald people just like, yeah, I'm signing up.
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.